Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jalen Ramsey, let's see, is he active?
Is he playing tonight, right?
Is he warming up right now? Do we have a video of him warming up tonight's game?
NFL Network's down there. They got this thing covered, right?
Which is fantastic. I love the fact that the story's been great, like, all week, right?
It's been a soap opera,
But I also love that they're playing on Thursday.
Yes.
In a game that normally I wouldn't care anything about.
But you're watching tonight.
I'm not watching Titans-Jags. I mean, that's like holding the eyelids open type football, right?
Yep.
I don't care. I would never care. But I'm like, this is kind of fun that he's playing on Thursday night.
This is like Dolphins-Jets if it was an AFC East game or something like that, or Raiders versus anybody if it was an AFC West type of game. So I think this is a game that's going to have some intrigue. I'm not guaranteeing you I'm staying up all night to watch this game. We'll just see kind of how Jalen Ramsey performs, and see what happens at the start of this thing, because this has got 13-10 written all over it, right? I mean, like, this is a field goal late in the game win for Tennessee or something like that. When you have really, I think, two pretty bad football teams getting set to match up. You got Gordon Minshew taking on the Tennessee Titans, who, you know, I mean, they beat the Cleveland Browns in the opening week of the season and then laid a turd last week, had every opportunity to beat the Indianapolis Colts and couldn't take care of business. And then you got the Jacksonville Jaguars, who we saw, you know, front and center in week one, and they were nothing great. So you've got really two bad teams. Get them out of the way early on Thursday night football, and we can now move on to the big boys and let them play on Sunday, because the entire league is just getting ready for the Chiefs and the Ravens on Saturday or Sunday afternoon out at Arrowhead Stadium. It should be an amazing, amazing game. Will Jalen Ramsey be in uniform for the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't know if he will be in uniform for the Kansas City Chiefs, but the latest information that we are getting on this guy, and it really is a soap opera, Josh, like the sands through the hourglass of time. This thing has changed so many different times since, really, you know, I guess the first talk of Jalen Ramsey kind of started to rear its head before Labor Day, when there was talk of, you know, that whoever leaked out a prominent wide receiver in the NFL may be traded, and everybody assumed it was Tyreek Hill for Jalen Ramsey a couple of weeks before the start of the season. And that's when the conversations started with Jalen Ramsey and him potentially coming to Kansas City. And I think at that point in time, the Chiefs really didn't show much interest, I don't believe, in Jalen Ramsey. You know, people inside the organization, around the block and down the street have all said, yeah, they've kind of done that before with Marcus Peters, that same type of player. They're good where they are right now. They'll try to find something else. Okay, fine. And then it kind of started to morph this week and get a little crazy this week after Jalen Ramsey fought his coach on the sidelines. And I'll tell you what, Jalen Ramsey will destroy Doug Buffone. I mean, if those two ever went toe-to-toe in a ring, I got my money on Jalen Ramsey like 20 times more than I would ever put on Doug Buffone. I think he would destroy him. So I would like to see that fight. And so Jalen Ramsey gets into the fight with Buffone on the sidelines and then demands that trade. Then he claims he doesn't demand that trade, and it was somebody else who demanded the trade. And we know how the entire soap opera went. The Chiefs went from not interested in Jalen Ramsey to maybe interested in Jalen Ramsey to not interested in Jalen Ramsey to maybe interested in Jalen Ramsey. And the latest that I'm being told by people close to the situation is the Chiefs originally said no to that original price for Jalen Ramsey, whatever the original price was, whether it would be two first-round draft picks, your mother's son, and a, you know, Corvette. The Chiefs said no to that original price for Jalen Ramsey. The price then came down. The Chiefs obviously, well, you're going to follow up on that if the price comes down, right? If you're looking to buy a house and you go in and you're looking at the house but the price is way too high and you say, nah, we're not that interested in it, you balk and you walk away, then the seller calls you and says, all right, we'll throw in a septic tank, a new roof, and we'll add in brand new windows and lower the price $10,000. Are you interested? Oh, okay, maybe we are interested in this. And then you start to look more at the house, and you're just like, man, I kind of want that finished basement. I want a three-car garage, and this one's only two. So, you know, I don't know that I really want it. So I know for a fact that.
So you search for something on the internet.
Right.
You weren't sure if you liked the price or not. But the next time you opened up your browser, there was an ad for that and said, hey, are you still looking
for... you're still looking for that New Jersey Generals t-shirt,
every
right?
Every time the Chiefs open their browser, they're like, hey, we saw you looked for a corner.
Right.
Have you checked the price today?
Yeah, you checked the price today? And so the price has come down a little bit, you know, on Jalen Ramsey right now from where it was maybe at the beginning of the week, earlier, you know, this month, whatever the case may be. And the due diligence is being done by the Chiefs. There's no question about it. But ultimately... I'm thinking it could be a long shot, but I mean, in 10 minutes it could change. You know what I'm saying, Josh? Like right now here at 6:04 in the morning, it could look like a long shot, but if the Jacksonville Jaguars get desperate and want to unload this guy and nobody else is taking the bait, then they may call the Chiefs after the game, during the game, you know, on their way to the game.
Oh, during the game would be so awesome.
You know, like if he gets traded during the game, like a baseball player.
Like a baseball player who's like shaking hands with his teammates and packing. You see him packing up in the dugout.
Right.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
But to me, it's like.
He flips the bird to Marone or something. I mean, this could have some serious fun drama tonight.
Right.
Now I'm in. I may watch a little longer now.
A little longer on this game, right? But like right now, I my gut feeling is from everybody that I talk to, it's probably a long shot. But again, we've seen people win long shots all the time. So it may swing back to the Chiefs. And, you know, there's other teams involved. And you know, maybe they're using the Chiefs as, you know, as bait to bluff some of these other teams. Like you've heard Philadelphia. The San Francisco one is very interesting, pairing him with Richard Sherman. You know, that would be a hell of a cornerback duo out in San Francisco. And they've started the season now 2-0. So they may have a little more interest in him out there. Baltimore is being thrown around. I was listening to some Baltimore stations yesterday. Yeah. Baltimore's out there. And Ravens fans and people in Baltimore want, you know, Jalen Ramsey to go there. So San Francisco, Philadelphia, Baltimore, those are some of the names that you're hearing out there right now. Chiefs are, like, still in the mix. But if you're ranking them, I don't think the Chiefs are number one right now, and I think it probably could be a long shot before he comes to Kansas City. But again, we've seen stranger things happen, my man. Things have strangely changed throughout this entire process with Jalen Ramsey, where they were like 100% not interested. And once you say you're 100% not interested, and then you know the price comes down, it means, hey, maybe this team is getting desperate. Maybe not. Maybe other teams aren't interested. And if you could ultimately get Jalen Ramsey, I don't want to say for a song, because ultimately you're still going to give up a first-round draft pick most likely to get Jalen Ramsey, but teams like San Francisco, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Seattle, all of those teams right now can offer a better first-round draft pick than the Kansas City Chiefs can, because the Chiefs are going to be picking 30, 31, 32, somewhere in that range. All those other teams will probably be picking somewhere higher than the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe not Philadelphia, maybe Philadelphia, but they can also offer better draft capital than the Chiefs come. And that's what happened with Minkah Fitzpatrick over the weekend. The Chiefs were in on it. They wanted him, but ultimately Pittsburgh was going to have a better draft pick to give to the Miami Dolphins than the Kansas City Chiefs were. And if it comes down to, you know, first-round draft pick and who's going to give you the best pick, the Kansas City Chiefs would be out of the mix on that one, because they're not going to have a great first-round draft pick by the time the season's over because of where they expect to end up, and that's in Miami in February.
Another internet reference, so it's making your bid on eBay but sticking with your max bid.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right? That's exactly right. Yeah.
You can go back and search of that thing. If you stick with your max bid, you might just stick with your max bid and be okay with being outbid.
Absolutely, and be fine with that. And then, you know what, this is what we were going to give up. This is what we can afford. And you got to factor in a contract, too, if he still wants to have an extension on the contract, because now you're looking at potentially – if you get Jalen Ramsey, chances of you keeping Chris Jones are pretty slim to none, and he would have to go about his merry way. I'd rather have the cornerback than the defensive tackle, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll see ultimately what the Chiefs decide. But, man, this thing has twisted. It has turned. It has changed. And it has become very, 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 I guess you could say, fun to watch from the outside.
It has.
And I'm not even really
outside. I feel like because we're a part of it, it wouldn't be nearly as intriguing if the Chiefs weren't mentioned.
Right.
As a part of this, we might be laughing about the press conference still.
Right.
But the fact that it's like here and you're like, okay, it's not over.
Right.
And
it's not over. They're still part of it.
And you could be a part of it. And it ain't over until he's wearing the jersey of some other team.
Right.
Or yours.
Or maybe Jacksonville just decides finally, you know what, the offers aren't there right now. We're going to hold on to them, which I don't think that's going to be the case. But it's very odd to see. If he does play tonight, I mean, it's all posturing right now. Like Doug Buffone can get out there and say, oh, he's going to play tonight. But chances are, if there's close to a trade, Jalen Ramsey can't play tonight. You know, if there, because Earl Thomas last year, I mean, that's right there. That's, you know, proof in the pudding. Earl Thomas was going to be dealt last year, you know, and then he played that game and broke his leg, and there you go. Earl Thomas was not going to be dealt after that. So Jalen Ramsey, if they're close to a deal, I think Jacksonville is foolish to play him in a football game tonight. If they're not close to a deal, then yeah, what the hell are you playing? You try to win your 0-2 or whatever Jacksonville is right now. You'd like to save a little bit of face and try to win some football games.
Yeah, if you're firmly committed to moving him, yeah,
You can't have him on the field. You just can't. It's a bad look for Jacksonville because anything can happen in this league, man. Guys can get hurt in this league just like that. And again, we're not far removed from Earl Thomas.
Yeah, that's right.
Injured.
And that was a big one.
Because I think he was coming here.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big move that happened just straight up at the very time you thought he was going to be dealt. You put him in there, what's the harm, and then gets hurt.
And he gets hurt.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'd take it right up to kickoff.
Yeah.
And then he was, it's game time decision. We decided to go.
Yeah, gone.
And we'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.